Shalom Avracha, we're continuing to appreciate the amazing world that Hashem set up and how everything created gets exactly what it needs. Before we spoke about the trees getting what they need from the places you wouldn't expect, from the earth, from the water, from the atmosphere. Now, the Melech describe different types of creatures, how they have what they need. And what wildlife needs is two things. You need number one, food. And the second thing they need is not to be food of something else. Protection from the predators. That's what life is all about. As we mentioned before, unfortunately some people, human beings, live their lives in the same fashion. Just searching for the food and pleasure and to protect themselves from others. Baruch Hashem, we, as the Am Hashem, have a much more lofty goal in life, appreciating that we're given the Neshama HaKadosh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But together with that, we recognize that the Neshama and the Seichel Hashem gave us is to appreciate the amazing Bria, like the Rambam says. You look at the creation of the world, with all its wisdom and chasodim that Hashem put into it, that causes you to have a strong desire to get closer to Hashem. So we're starting with the habitat of the birds. It says, Asher shom tzipoyrim yikaneinu. On these trees, the birds will make their nests. The obvious reason why birds make their nests on trees and not on the ground is to protect the eggs. Now this is, once again, part of the system Hashem set up. If they put their eggs on the ground, the animals on the ground would eat them up. Or higher up on the trees. That way, the eggs and afterwards, the little birds that are developing are protected from most of wildlife. And the truth is, there's a tremendous amount of life going around in every tree, whether it be the microscopic creatures that are living in it, or the birds, or the insects, or even the different types of animals that spend their whole life in trees, especially in the forests. Chasido b'roishim beiso. Certain type of bird also lives in the cypress trees. We know that a lot of the migrating birds, they didn't make their stops, and they also use trees as part of their mahaluch of going from one place to the next. When there's storms and dangerous rain conditions, so also they could find protection underneath the trees, underneath the foliage of the trees. So, in summary, David HaMelech is making us aware, making himself aware, how to look at the world. And when you see a tree, you don't only see the tree that we mentioned in the previous pasuk, this amazing machine that's producing the sugars and the cellulose and everything else within the tree and absorbing the carbon dioxide and giving oxygen to the world, but it's also a place, a living place for the birds, different types of birds, so they should be able to survive from the stage of the eggs till they get older and even as they're migrating from one place to the next in times of danger away from the trees, they have protection of the trees. And that's why Hashem made the entire Bria, that everything's interconnected for the toelas, for the needs, everything is precisely designed so that everything created should get exactly what he needs to survive. And once again, that reminds us, Kal v'chomer, if the whole world was created for us and everything else in the world was created with everything it needs to survive, so surely for us, Hashem gave us everything we need to survive. And that should give us a peace of mind. Sometimes times are a little harder, but always remember, just like Hashem takes care of the birds and the animals and the trees, Kal v'chomer, Hashem is taking care of us. And even if it's not so obvious, that's what's happening, because that's the way Hashem set up the world. And the more we appreciate, the more we'll be able to set our time and minds towards using life for its proper purpose, not just surviving, but growing and building our spiritual connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, building our peace of mind with the recognition that we are Hashem's chosen people, chosen nation, we're given the gift of the Torah and mitzvahs to have eternal goodness and keshuv with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.